Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. I'm out in operations. The official NAC clock says 2 o'clock Eastern. Time for an update on Hurricane Dorian. Looking at the satellite here, just a very large storm. You can still see the center with that convection whipping around that center. And further away, you can see some of the storms, some of the clouds associated with some of the storms, those squalls that are coming through with gusty winds and some heavy rain. Not a lot of change in the actual forecast. We have now, it's about 115 miles east of Jacksonville. 105 mile an hour winds continue around that center, and also we have the movement north-northwest at 9 miles an hour, so it continues to progress northward. You can see the tropical storm force winds extending out about 175 miles, so you can't think of this as just the center point. It definitely has an expansive wind field. Around the center, the hurricane force winds 60 miles or so away from the center, and that's why, as this approaches the Carolinas, we have that hurricane warning up, because these hurricane force winds can stretch right there along the coast where we have that warning from South Carolina and North Carolina all the way up to the Virginia border. So we'll have to watch that with time associated with some of these winds as we approach the coast. Even if it's along the coast or off the coast, we still have the cone. Very important to always remember this cone. Two-thirds of the time, the center could be anywhere in that cone, and that also includes the coastline and just inland somewhat. So the rainfall, a very dangerous setup here with the storm surge and the rainfall. Look at these storm surge values here. Some of these values anywhere from Georgia coast, 3 to 5 feet. Coming up to the South Carolina coast, 4 to 7 feet, 5 to 8. That's just a dangerous situation. It's not just those barrier islands. It follows those inlets and those sounds and can move inland as well. So pay attention to your local officials. They'll let you know your evacuation zones. Listen to them, because the water could be very dangerous. Traveling up the coast as well into North Carolina, 4 to 7 feet. And look around the Outer Banks, 4 to 6 feet, 2 to 4 even up there near Norfolk. So just a lot of water associated with this storm surge. And not just on the barrier islands. You can see it even on the map. Look how far inland along those rivers and those sounds that water can also stretch. Going back to the rainfall, dangerous setup for the rainfall. Definitely want to spend time on it. Flash flooding, always a concern. And so when you see water on the road, turn around, don't drown. Don't drive your car where water covers the road. It just becomes incredibly dangerous. These values, 6 to 10 inches in orange, and that stretches from North Carolina all the way down to South Carolina and even the Georgia border. That's just a lot of rain. Very dangerous for flash flooding. Could pond on the roads real quickly, and especially at night. You just can't see where water's over the road. Just extremely dangerous. And some values in red, 10 to 15 inches, maybe even greater in isolated spots. Just got to be careful with all this rain. Water, the leading cause of fatalities in tropical systems. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.